From your morning podcast to your afternoon playlist, you know you personalize your entire day. That's why State Farm helps you personalize your insurance with the State Farm Personal Price Plan. That's a lot of B's.
Yeah.
It offers coverage options that help protect what you care about most at an affordable price just for you. That's important. You want an affordable price.
Yeah, I do want one.
Yeah, if it's too much, well, that's just not going to happen.
No.
State Farm's on it. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there. Prices vary by state. I'm lowering my voice.
I know.
Options selected by customer. Availability and eligibility may vary. Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend is sponsored by ADT. Now ADT professionally installs Google Nest products so your home is safe and smart. Google Nest cams can tell the difference between a person, an animal, and a vehicle.
Mm.
Or with Nest Doorbell, even a package. I can't tell the difference between those things. That's incredible. And with Nest Aware as part of your monthly ADT service, you get 30 days of event video history. Plus, when every second counts, you can trust ADT's 24/7 professional monitoring. Go to ADT.com today or call 1-800-ADT-ASAP. Google, Nest Cam, Nest Doorbell, and Nest Aware are trademarks of Google LLC.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. Want to talk to Conan? Visit teamcoco.com/callconan. Okay, let's get started.
Hi, Roxanne. That's Conan and
Hello.
Sona.
Oh my gosh, how exciting.
Hey, Roxanne, how are you?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing great. So nice to meet you.
You too. I'm thrilled.
Where are you coming to us from, Roxanne?
San Diego.
I know it well. We've gone there pretty much every year for like 7 years for Comic-Con or 6 years. Yeah. It was every year we would go down there at the Spreckles Theater and have an absolute blast. I love going to San Diego. Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. Yeah. I love, first of all, the whole vibe I'm getting here. Sona, back me up, Gorley. Yeah. The vibe I'm getting here is incredible. You've got all this amazing sculpture and art behind you.
The tattoos.
The tattoos.
This is actually a Wolverine samurai painting behind me.
Oh,
we go to Comic-Con every year. Actually, we recently stopped going, but we got that at Comic-Con.
Okay. Wow. That's very cool. It's X-Men's Wolverine as a samurai, which is very neat. And we also love your tattoos.
They match the decor in your house.
Yeah.
This happens to be like my Asian decor section. None of the rest of the house looks like this.
I have a section like that. It's just one part of the house when I'm on Zoom that looks like an Irish pub. And I go stand there. Yeah. And it's kind of dilapidated and everyone's depressed.
Bar fights.
Yeah. Well, you look like a very cool person. That's what I'm going to say right now. That's what I'm getting.
Yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah. Tell us a little bit about yourself. What do you do? What are you all about, Roxanne?
I am a falconer.
What?
I train. Yeah.
You're a falconer? I don't think I've met a falconer. That's incredible. Wait, so you have the falcon on your arm and then you say, Kira, attack! And it goes flying? And
pretty close. We're mostly on visual cues though, because we're just on each other's beats like that. I don't have to tell him anything. He just reads me.
He can. So cool. They read. Oh, I would so much want to say if I had a falcon, which I will have one day, I want to say, Kira, attack! And have it go, Kira, Kira, Kira!
Is Kira its name or is that the sign for attack? Is that the word for attack?
No, its name would be Kira. Kira, attack!
Oh.
I've thought a lot about having a falcon.
Yeah.
More than you would ever know. Would have the little hood. I would have a really cool jacket that I wear that's padded. And then when I wanted it to attack, I'd say it with me, Kira, attack! You're a falconer. How did you?
Yeah,
how
you
did
know you, what? I actually do know for sure that you've met another falconer because I used to work at a place at a bird training facility. And some of the birds I worked with were on your show. So the people that handled them were there. And one of the women that was there is a falconer herself.
Oh, that's so cool. I always loved the animal segments. I was always fascinated. And I always enjoyed them so much. It's such a classic talk show thing to do. But animals are so natural that things would just, you know, go wrong or something funny would happen. And so it was a great opportunity to improv and just learn at the same time. So they were funny and also you'd learn something. But I remember I loved it when we had Birds of Prey on. I loved those segments. So I'm sure people could look those up when I would have your. So do you know? Have you met any of the falcons that I met, that I had on the show?
Well, they weren't raptors, but they were other kinds of birds. But yes, I have met a black palm cockatoo named Arthur, who was on your show.
I remember Arthur.
You commented on your similar hairstyle.
Yeah, I know Arthur had like a great plumage. And,
was that the white one with the...
No, that's
he's a black palm.
That's a cockatoo.
Black. Oh, okay. Yeah. Oh, okay. Yeah. Sorry.
I think it's what you're thinking of.
Yeah.
Well, Arthur is also a cockatoo, but he's like dark blue.
Oh, okay. All right. So I remember, yes, I remembered him having his hair like mine would rise up when he was threatened.
Oh, yeah.
So you're just always threatened.
I'm constantly in a state of threat. I'm constantly feeling under attack. Sometimes Gorley comes after me in the podcast and my hair just rises up. Across the
you
table.
You do need a hawk.
And start slapping him. So wait, I don't understand. How does someone, you're a young woman, how do you become a falconer? Yeah. How does that happen?
Well, like I said, I worked at that bird training place as an intern. Mm-hmm. And the woman that owned it is a falconer. So I had gone hunting with her a few times and loved the sport. Then went and pursued my own falconry license and I've been doing it since 2017.
That is so, so cool. So, a couple of questions. What do you hunt with these birds? What can they go and retrieve?
Small game. So like rabbits, duck, pheasant, that sort of thing.
And then, so this is a valid way to hunt, which is to send your raptor out and it will grab one of these animals. Is that right? And bring it back to you? How does it work?
The way it works is we go out to the field with the bird, send them up, depends on the kind of bird. So I'll use a red-tailed hawk as an example, because that's what I have most experience with. But mm-hmm. we send the red-tailed hawk up, and then on the ground, we're like the dogs that flush all the prey out of the bushes for them. So we try to scare some rabbits out. When the rabbit comes out, we'll yell out to the bird. She'll come down and grab it.
What do you yell? Please tell me it's Kira. Attack.
It's actually Ho. Ho, ho, ho.
Oh, that's wow. cool.
When I shout ho out on the street, I take so much shit.
Yeah.
I'm like, ho, ho. And then suddenly I'm the misogynist.
Yeah.
So you yell ho, ho, and they attack, let's say you scared a rabbit, a hare, they attack that bird. And is the idea that they're bringing it to you or they're just eating it themselves?
Oh, yeah. They eat it themselves. We go over there. We kind of have to pry it from them. We do a trade-off. So we'll bring like a dead quail or something like that and try to trade off with them and take the rabbit that they just got. Save it for later.
That's so cool. Wow. Do they ever... That's so interesting.
I know.
Can you train them to shoplift? Would that be possible?
Oh, that would be so cool.
You know what I mean? You go over to like a Forever 21.
Some lip glosses, yeah, and
you,
yeah,
Kira lip gloss, and it can bring it back to you. I think I'm wasting time.
Yeah. I'll workshop it. People tend to notice the bird right away, though.
Yeah, you have to go into the store with this bird.
That's, yeah,
you're like blowing your cover.
I don't know. After, if you go there a lot, at a certain point, they're like, oh, there's Sona with her.
Okay, so I have
dog.
To.
There's Roxanne.
Build a rapport with the.
No, you have to go to the store many times. So
it's
that
a
they,
long con.
They, it's a long con. And then finally, you're like, Kira, Pez dispenser. And caw, caw, and it gets the Pez dispenser for you.
And then my bird is like wearing some hoop earrings on the way out.
Exactly.
Yes.
Yeah. It's got a little, it's crunchy on its wing and you're all set to go. Yeah. Yeah, I mean, basically, you teach it to only steal things that cost like less than $2 so that the crime, because we don't encourage serious crime.
Yeah, misdemeanor.
No. Misdemeanor crimes.
No, right.
You know, I think about red-tailed hawks a lot because where I live in Los Angeles, there's like two red-tailed hawks that are constantly circling around. Look, and I can see that they're looking for food. but they're gorgeous. They're beautiful. And when the
maybe it's your hair, it's looking like they see some blood on the ground, you know?
Yeah,
like,
they think I'm
circling.
They think I'm like they think a fox is a little baby like fox is sleeping on my head.
Yes.
And so I've been attacked maybe 18 times. I should probably stay inside the house. I'm constantly being attacked by red-tailed hawks, but they are beautiful. They're really gorgeous. And when the sun catches them just right and you see the color in their feathers, it's amazing. Beautiful. Those are great animals.
Are they friendly when you just have them perched on your arm, and do they cuddle?
No. I have one bird that is pretty friendly named Floyd. He's a Harris hawk. Harris hawks are interesting though, because they're the only raptor in the world known to hunt in packs. So they have, they have an ability to form these social bonds that other raptors typically don't have. So Floyd is the exception with all my birds. He's pretty friendly. He loves meeting people. I let people hold him and pat him and stuff, right. But yeah, no cuddling. Really.
He's online a lot. He's got a lot of friends online.
Yeah.
He's constantly gaming.
He's a keyboard warrior.
Oh no. So the other hawks are incels.
He's going, ho, guy. Ho, yeah.
Ho. Wow. I mean, that is, I think you would look like the ultimate cool badass. You know, you've got such a great look. And then to think of you walking around with one of these amazing birds on your arm.
Bird.
You know.
Where are they? I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
They're one room over from me.
Can you get one?
Do you want me to get them now?
Yeah.
Is that okay?
I can.
Yeah, sure.
Yeah. Just let me take the headphones off. I'll be right back.
Okay.
Oh, that's cool.
Wow.
What if she comes back and it's clearly just a stuffed animal? It's a stuffed animal. And it's clear this whole time that she's insane. And she's like, hey, this one's called, you know, Chakra. And it's a little Tigger
just
the Tiger.
Just a soup spoon.
Here we go. We're going to find out very soon.
All right. So I have him crated up and I saved some food for him so I could feed him while we're talking.
It's a beanie baby.
Oh my God. Holy shit.
This is why I decided to feed him now, because he's very chatty.
Look at, what are you giving him? Oh my God, what is he eating? That's an esophagus. You just fed him an esophagus.
Oh my God.
What the hell is that? What is that?
It's like Predator rips out a spine.
What is that? Quail. It's quail? Like, what part of the quail?
Oh, it's so bloody.
Oh my God. He's eating. No, I want to see it. Oh. Turn it this way. It's eating a human heart. Look at him.
That is.
Kalima shook to thee.
My God. So, where do you.
Oh my God, I can't.
Oh,
I can't have a conversation when that's happening.
I can. I certainly can. By the way, his table manners are awful.
Yeah.
He's just, that's the way my brother Neil eats a veal at the table. He's just, look at him go.
Just doubles over his meal. And
wow. Okay. All right. So you always just have like a quail thorax lying around. You always have a rabbit lung. So he likes entrails, right?
I usually get rid of the entrails. You're looking at a quail neck. So
I see. I identified it correctly. I thought that was the esophageal tract of why I assumed a quail. Look at, oh my God, that's too big a bite. Look out, buddy. Look out.
Down the hatch. God. It's gone.
Oh, look at that. Oh my God. Now, is that enough meal for him for how long? Is that a day's worth? 2 days?
That's a day's worth. Yeah. I mean, in the wild, they'll eat much bigger meals than this and not have to eat for several days. But my birds are all trained and working, so they eat portioned out meals every day.
Do you discourage snacking late in the day? You know, every now and then.
Popcorn from the fridge. Mostly for their figures.
Yeah, every now and then you're just like, you know, when you don't eat a field mouse just before dinner, just before bedtime, because that's going right to his thighs. Wow. Sona, where else can you go surfing and skiing the same day, huh?
I don't know.
Or check out a world-class art museum and then camp at a dark sky sanctuary that night, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, where else can you hike through redwoods and then get a luxury spa treatment?
Where?
Well, you live there. California. California, Sona. No matter where you go across the state, you'll find a way to play.
I'm a California resident. Sona, you are a lifelong California resident.
I'm a lifer. I love this place.
This is a beautiful state. Gorgeous. So many different, wonderful ecosystems in one state. You can hang out by a Palm Springs pool. You know, you can go whale watching. You can go hiking in Yosemite. And then talk about the great cities in California. You get all this amazing food, sushi, whatever you want. They got it in California. Hey, if you can't find it in California, man, you got a problem.
Yeah.
I shouldn't have done that. I made that up on my own. Anyway, I love California. Discover why California is the ultimate playground. Head to visitcalifornia.com to start planning your trip today. Sona, what would you do with $100 billion? Seriously.
Oh, I would buy a country.
Okay. I would buy just a ton of yachts and private jets, and I would duct tape them all together and then just have it go in a circle in the Pacific Ocean.
What?
Yeah. I don't know, just to be a total jerk. Anyway, there is a correct answer.
Oh.
And it's build incredible cities in fantastical locations while competing with your friends to be the biggest tycoon in the world. What do you think of that answer?
That's better than mine.
Yep, and mine, which you can do with Monopoly Go, the hit mobile game that's so much fun, it's been downloaded over 150 million times. It's the fun of classic Monopoly on the go, anytime, anywhere, endless new surprises like tons of boards and crazy mini games. You can team up with your chums on community chess and tournaments to get big money, or you can go after their fortune-changing rent on your properties or even pulling a bank heist on them. So much fun. It's incredible. So start building up your billions today. Go download Monopoly Go, now free on the App Store and Google Play. You know, it's incredible to have the flexibility to work in all sorts of places, whether it's taking video calls from the park or emailing large files while you're grocery shopping. Sona, this is good for you.
Is it?
Because you're always doing whatever work you do for me from fun locations.
But I like blaming it on not having reception.
I know, but you can't do that here. Working on the go seamlessly requires a strong network, which is why you should check out T-Mobile, Sona.
Okay.
Then you got no excuses. They're America's largest and fastest 5G network. With T-Mobile, you'll be covered in more places with the 5G speed you need for your life on the go. Plus, they also cover more highway miles with 5G than anybody else. Check it out if you don't believe me. Hey, Blay, you've got T-Mobile, right?
I do. I was actually just up in the woods in Idlewild. It was fantastic for the weekend, and my T-Mobile didn't miss it. My T-Mobile phone didn't miss it.
You know, I wouldn't think you'd need a cell phone because you speak so loudly into a microphone.
Well, I had to look some stuff up.
Just take it down.
I didn't know what brunch was.
I can hear him.
When the restaurant's open for brunch.
Okay.
So I used my T-Mobile coverage to check
terrific,
out brunch.
Blay. That's all right. Anyway, wherever you are, you know, take it from the loud-speaking Blay. If you're on the go, you want to be in the know, you want to make the show.
What?
T-Mobile.
Okay.
That's the one for you.
That was
I should
weird.
Have rhymed it with go. Anyway, find out more at T-Mobile.com/network today. Coverage not available in some areas. Fastest based on median overall combined 5G speeds, according to analysis by Ookla of Speed Test Intelligence Data Q3 2023. See 5G device coverage and access details at T-Mobile.com.
For the ones who work hard to ensure their crew can always go the extra mile, and the ones who get in early so everyone can go home on time, there's Grainger, offering professional-grade supplies backed by product experts so you can quickly and easily find what you need. Plus, you can count on access to a committed team ready to go the extra mile for you. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What an impressive bird. I think he's relaxing now. Oh, he just recognized me.
Oh, did you see that? Yes, he did. He heard your voice.
He's heard my voice. He saw me and he went, I know him.
He's going to get violent.
He's got a lot of good YouTube content I've seen.
Yeah.
When you say these birds work, what do? Are they in shows or something?
So this is Floyd. He's a Harris hawk. And he is trained to scare nuisance birds away from places where they're unwanted. Like, so he'll scare seagulls and crows, pigeons, that sort of thing.
Oh my
God. We do a lot of golf courses, resorts, landfills.
What about like water treatment airports where they want to keep birds away from the airplanes? Have they been used for that? Yeah.
Uh-huh.
God, what an impressive bird that is. Wow. And so is, my God, I'm just trying to.
Oh, he found a piece.
Oh, good.
Oh, yeah. Always, you know, take all you want, but eat all you take. That's the rule. I like he's a member of the Clean Plate Club.
He's eating his own foot.
Yeah, that's okay.
Pieces of quail on it.
Every piece counts.
Wow. Roxanne, you are such a badass.
Yeah.
Are people intimidated by you? Like, I'm just, you know, I don't.
I'm a total dork.
No, impossible.
You are not a dork. You are. I think you're the coolest woman I've met in my entire life.
Yeah,
I swear to God.
Falconry happens to be the coolest bird thing you can do, but it's still a bird thing.
I disagree completely. Yeah. I'm just blown away.
Yeah.
I'm absolutely blown away.
It's incredible.
Yeah. It's very impressive. So cool to meet you. Did you have a question for us? Is there anything I can do to help? I want to help you in some way, Roxanne.
Yeah. I was wondering, well, before falconry, I didn't really have a good skill set for the apocalypse, but I feel pretty well prepared now.
Yeah, you're all set.
Trap a hawk and provide meat for my crew. Yeah. Mm-hmm. And I was wondering what you have in your arsenal that would be make you valuable for my crew.
Oh, well, I'm polite, I think. I don't know. I think I pack.
Wait a minute. I don't know if we need politeness, though, right?
And you're not polite.
That means you're going to let someone steal our shit.
You're not polite. I am when I don't know the person well.
Yeah,
that's true.
Matt, you have to admit, at our first meeting, I was quite polite.
You were, yeah.
And then the minute I sized up your weaknesses and foibles, I was on the attack.
Yeah.
I think that's what would make you valuable.
Yes.
You're like a politician.
And I'm also a master at passive aggression.
Yeah.
And also aggression. So I think those things would come in handy. You know, like if one of the birds was getting out of line, I would really start to, I would find its weak spot. I would make it feel kind of insecure. I'd really rag on the bird and the bird would sort of fall back, you know, into behaving itself, I think.
Oh, no, I think the like birds bird, would be Roxanne's territory.
No, this bird right here. What's this bird's name?
This is Floyd.
Yeah, Floyd. I'd be like, Floyd, try eating with your head up just a little bit. You know, you like a pig, Floyd.
I think your value in the apocalypse would be like if there were crews and you were in a crew, you would broker peace treaties with the other apocalypse crews. And then you would start alliances because I think you're good with people.
I think I would unite many of the different crews and tribal breakdowns because everyone would be so irritated with me that they would come together.
Yeah.
It would be their of the tribe. Everyone would come together and to
expel you.
To massacre and eat me. And then people would say, hey, you know, we could all agree on that.
Yeah.
So why can't we all build a new civilization together?
You'd be like the mayor of the barter town.
Yeah.
Oh, in Beyond Thunderdome?
Yeah.
I got one of your references. I'm feeling pretty good.
Well, I didn't get that one either.
Well, that's okay. Yeah, we're getting okay. There. We'll keep trying, huh?
Welcome to my life, Roxanne. Yeah.
So, Roxanne, and just incredible.
This is so cool. Yeah.
You're such a cool person.
Do you want to join the show?
Hey. Yeah.
Yes.
We could have seriously, we could use you. I've always said what this show, lacks is a very cool falconer.
Yeah.
Perfect. I'll be right there. It's 2-hour drive?
Yeah.
Well,
on a good day.
If you grabbed enough of your birds and said, fly! could they fly you here if you grabbed enough of them?
Yeah, I could just get a squirrel suit and fly along with them.
But then they might try to eat you.
Yeah, don't put on a squirrel suit. They'd attack you.
They'd be so stoked that I'm finally joining them. They always look at me like, what are you doing down there?
Aww.
What's he looking for now? Is he looking for more food?
More food, yeah.
He's
gluttonous.
Okay, well, he's got the right idea.
I left his bell on. That's probably annoying.
What's the bell for?
When he is flying, I can hear him take off from any spot.
I
rely on him visually.
But so can his prey.
But he's not a hunting bird. His job is to scare nuisance birds away. So if they hear him and see him, that's fine.
Right.
I don't want them there anyway.
Right. Got it. I'm impressed, and I would like to become a falconer. Would it take me long to learn?
You have to complete a 2-year apprenticeship. I can sponsor you.
Apprentice. I'm not putting 2 years into it. I was hoping it was something I could do like in an afternoon.
Don't they have an honorary falconer
degree? Yeah, yeah. Can it be like, I mean, I got an honorary degree from Dartmouth for giving a speech there. I think it's the same. Can I just give a speech to the Raptors, like a 10-minute in, you know, speech?
Oh, you want to give the speech to the birds.
Yeah, and then I get an honorary. I'm an honorary falconer.
Are
and then
they
I get,
wearing gowns?
And yeah, they're wearing little gowns and they're sitting
what
there.
What are you talking to them about?
We're talking to them about
the speech.
It's all about, listen, don't get down on yourself. And yes, there will be moments in life where you can't find a field mouse, but those are the opportunities to grow. And at the end, you're going to find that field mouse, because all of us sometimes need to find our inner field mouse. And then there'll be crying. Look at him. He's listening. He just looked at me. And then they'll all throw their little caps in the air. And then I get my honorary falconer's degree.
Okay. Look, he's feeling better about being out.
Look at him. Look at him. He's lifting his head. Because I gave him the self-esteem that he was missing. Floyd.
He's lifting his head, as birds do.
Floyd. Yes, Floyd. That voice you hear really is me. And I really am here to inspire you and to get an honorary degree.
I'm really good at reading his body language. And he is saying that I should give you an honorary falconry license.
Thank you very much. I can't wait to get a very dangerous bird, raptor, and with very little knowledge of how to control it, and then get out into the world and start saying, Kira, attack, and just see what happens.
And this honorary license does hold up with Fish and Wildlife, so don't worry about anything.
Roxanne, you were a terrible influence.
I put forward that Roxanne is coolest guest ever.
Yeah.
Seconded?
You know what? I'll go with that. That's saying a lot, because we've talked to some very cool people. But Roxanne, I have to give it to you. You are the coolest guest we've had.
Eat that, Jeff Goldblum.
Yeah.
Oh, no. We are not we are not including celebrities. I'm sorry. I'm sorry. I just meant of all the civilians we've talked to.
Okay.
I mean, you can't go after
normies.
You can't go after Jeff Goldblum. Nobody goes after Jeff Goldblum.
Borley did.
Yeah.
Well, I stand by it.
I think if these birds saw Goldblum, they'd attack immediately.
Yeah. They would think he was a rodent or something.
I think they would ditch me
He would control them.
Jeff Goldblum immediately. As their new father.
Yeah. It's true. Goldblum would immediately be like, my birds of prey.
He'd put his arms out like a tree.
They would all just gather around him. You're right. Goldblum would win again.
Yeah.
Hey, Roxanne, so cool talking to you. Thank you very much.
Same.
It's a real treat.
Awesome.
And Floyd. Nice hanging with you.
Yeah, he
looked at me. Of course he looked at me. He looked right into my soul and saw nothing.
Yeah. Look at him. Cool.
That is so cool. He's looking. He's looking at us. Floyd, look. Look, I'm a squirrel. I'm a squirrel's larynx. Look, Floyd. Floyd, right over here.
Oh, my goodness.
Caw, caw, caw. Look up here. Caw, caw, look at me. Caw, 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 caw.
Okay, this is the stupidest podcast we've done yet. I'm on Zoom with a bird of prey going, caw, 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 caw.
I'm getting away. Caw, caw.
All right, Roxanne, I'm going to go and question what it is I do for a living. But thank you. So cool talking to you.
Thanks for doing it.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Conan O'Brien Needs a Fan. With Conan O'Brien, Sonam Movsesian, and Matt Gourley. Produced by me, Matt Gourley. Executive produced by Adam Sachs, Joanna Solitaroff, and Jeff Ross at Team Coco, and Colin Anderson at Earwolf. Music by Jimmy Vivino. Supervising producer, Aaron Blaert. Associate Talent Producer, Jennifer Samples. Associate Producers, Sean Doherty and Lisa Berm. Engineered by Will Beckton. Please rate, review, and subscribe to Conan O'Brien Needs a Friend on Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, or wherever fine podcasts are downloaded. This has been a Team Coco production.
in association with Stitcher.
Emmy Award-winning John Mulaney presents Everybody's in L.A., a special run of six live episodes created by and starring Mulaney that'll stream live on Netflix during the Netflix is a Joke Fest. The comically unconventional show will feature special guests where John Mulaney explores the city of Los Angeles during a week when every funny person is in it. Watch John Mulaney Presents Everybody's in L.A., debuting May 3rd live at 7 p.m. Pacific Time, only on Netflix.
Start clean with Clorox, because Clorox delivers a powerful clean every time. Because messes happen. Because...
Hey, listen, remember how you told me to toss those takeout containers before we left for vacation? And you were like, I'm serious. If that leaks over the counter, it'll be a slimy abomination by the time I get back. And I was like, yeah, of course. Don't worry about it. I won't forget. Well...
Ooh, yeah, that happens. So start clean with Clorox. Use Clorox products as directed. Rinse after use if in contact with food surface.